Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Back the final hour of the program, and we're heading to Auburn to be joined by Auburn's fantastic basketball coach, Bruce Pearl. Bruce was out of town on Friday afternoon, got back late, so we missed him during our afternoon show, but I did get a chance to catch up with Coach Saturday morning. And Coach, thank you for rejoining us. We last saw you in Israel. Looks like you're now back in Auburn.
Yeah. We made it back from God's country, from the Holy Land. Paul, you had an amazing experience going over there playing. You know, our players read the Bible a little bit, and they walk where Jesus walked. We played some good basketball, and we enjoyed just some amazing hospitality. So I look forward to going back.
Before we get to one of the main reasons we're talking to you about, I'm particularly interested because these trips, as you have pointed out, are about more than basketball. It seems like basketball is part of it, but what did your players learn and take away from what had to be an incredible experience?
Well, you know, Paul, it's a great rule. Once every 4 years, they let us go overseas and play. And I've always just traveled the world and try to make it more of an educational experience for these kids. You know, getting them a passport, putting them on a plane, taking to a country like Israel where they play really good basketball. So, you know, not all my guys are going to be in the NBA, but they'll play overseas, and Israel would be a great place to play. And then, you know me, you never talk politics and religion, and all I do is talk about politics and religion. And, you know, I the opportunity to go to Israel and, you know, see a beautiful country, see people that love the land, you know, feel very much that it's disputed territory. You know, everybody wants it. And but our guys felt safe. They felt they understood some of the politics of the region. And when we were actually there, Paul, the Iron Dome was protecting us because about 1,000 rockets were coming over from Gaza while we were there. But because of Iron Dome and the United States' support of Iron Dome and Israel's ability to defend itself, we saw those puffs in the air. We saw those bangs, and everybody on the ground was safe.
Talking to Coach Bruce Pearl, the season's around the corner, as everyone in your business knows. Give us a preview of what to expect from the Auburn Tigers. I know the fans are expecting a lot.
Well, last year we were picked fifth, and we wound up winning the league for the third time in 5 years. We've had a good run. Paul, I would expect us to be picked about fourth, fifth, or sixth in the league, which is good. We're a top 25 team. We lost two first-round guys. We lost the best front line in college basketball, and Jabari Smith and Walker Kessler. I returned my backcourt. I returned a bunch of guys that worked really hard this summer, you know, to get better. And then we brought in a couple of, you know, talented players to replace Jabari and Walker. So Jonai Broom and Yoan Traylor, Chance Westry, Trey Donaldson, all newcomers that'll join, you know, Wendell Green, who was a terrific point guard last year, Zepp Jasper and KD Johnson in the backcourt, Chris Moore and Alan Flanagan have improved at the wings. Jalen Williams is a senior now. Dylan Carwell is such an athlete. So our strength is we got 10 to 12 guys that can really play. I don't know who my greatest players are. We'll find that out the next month. I got a pretty good idea. The schedule is really tough. We play 3 games on the road at West Virginia, at South Carolina, USC, Southern Cal, and at Washington. I don't know there's a Power 5 team that plays a tougher schedule right now this year than we do. It'll prepare us for the league. And I'm really proud of the league. I'm really proud of where this league has come from. And I know Mike Sly would be very proud right now to see where this men's basketball conference what it's grown into.
And that's where we do want to go next, because tomorrow night in Birmingham, very important event. I've seen you at that event many, many times. You were such a big part of it, getting off the ground. The Mike Slive Foundation, once again, having its annual event. And Coach, I know how important it is to you and the message that Commissioner Slive tried to get out. And I also know, you had a very interesting relationship. It was amazing. It turned out to be difficult. And then, fortunately, you two came back together again.
You could love him. You could coach him as hard as you love him. And, you know, just like any father-son relationship, Mike expected a lot of me. And I did a lot of things to make Mike proud. And when I made mistakes, I let him down like you'd let your father down. And I got to own that. Hopefully the good outweighs the bad. Bottom line, 1 in 9 men are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer at some point in their life. 1 in 8 African-American men are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. Now, the bottom line is this. You will outlive cancer if you detect it early. You know, Paul, you lost a dear, dear friend and close advisor, a family friend in Mike's life. And we lost him way too soon. And Mike would be the first one to tell you, I didn't catch it until it was stage 3, stage 4. And there wasn't enough that they could do. And so Mike and Anna and the Slive family said, you know what, we got to jump into this arena. And why not better at UAB up there where they've got an unbelievable research hospital. And so they're making huge strides. But this is about awareness. So when we've had a game here at Auburn, Mike, every year Mike's Slive Foundation has come down and done prostate cancer screenings for about 100 Auburn men every year. Well, the numbers tell you, we find between 10 and 15 guys that have got prostate cancer. So what the Slive Foundation is doing, it's saving lives, like right there on the ground. And then you're having me on today is just a message to everybody. Ladies know what they need to do. They know what they need to get checked. And guys know what they need to get checked. And you got to, you know, you get to a certain age, you get on average at age 40, you need to get your first prostate screening. If you've got history of prostate cancer in your family, you should do it as young as 30.
And Coach, I remember seeing you that first night, I think it was 5 years ago, and I don't know. I mean, when you consider all that Mike Slive accomplished in his life, just from a personal standpoint, how proud he was of his family and Anna and his grandchild, and of course his wife Liz. I don't know if I've ever seen him prouder than that night. To see friends like you and so many others come together, he became as passionate for that cause as you are on a day-to-day basis for basketball. It was extraordinary to see.
It was. I mean, look, Mike, we lost him way too soon, and I think some of the challenges that we've had, you know, navigating with changes in the NCAA rules and things like that, I think we could have navigated them smoother, you know, had we had, you know, Mike Slive still here. We're fortunate to have Greg Sankey leading our conference, you know, together. One of those guys are two of the greatest minds in all of intercollegiate athletics. But Mike recognized that he was able to pass the baton to William King and to Greg Sankey, to Dan Leibowitz on the men's basketball side, and the guys over at football obviously do an incredible job. We've got the best league in the country, and whoever's the second best conference in the country is not even close in all sports. It obviously just means more. And you know, here at Auburn, we talk about being an everything school. That's what the SEC is well. And I know Commissioner Sankey and Commissioner Slive would be extremely proud of that. But Mike did jump into this arena, and his family did as well. And so tomorrow night at UAB, at that beautiful football stadium, it's going to be an incredible night. You know, Paul, the auction that they're having, you're going to be able to buy things and sports experiences that you just couldn't get, like hardly anywhere. And so I encourage everybody that's listening to either go online or show up in person and understand that the contributions that there will make a difference. And I've been blessed to be able to contribute to that foundation for the last 5 years. And we'll continue.
Coach, many, many thanks for helping. You've done this a number of years since we lost Mike, and I know how much his family appreciates what you have done, and everyone at that will be there tomorrow night feels the same way. Thank you for making time for us.
I appreciate that, Paul. Listen, I think Coach Andy Kennedy from UAB there will be there. You know, John Calipari has always been incredibly supportive. Sure, I think he's got a chance to be there tomorrow. It's a lot easier for me and Andy to get there than it is John. And so we'll look forward to seeing the folks out tomorrow night. Thanks. Go get checked. Go get checked right now.
Okay. I'm on my way. Thank you, Bruce Pearl. If Bruce Pearl tells you to do something, you better do it. We'll take a short break. Back with much more right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hey, welcome back here. The final 45 minutes of the program, and let's check in with Cliff, who is in Mississippi. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, Paul. It's good to talk to you again, buddy. You know, I'm your trial. I'm your Jamaica trial connection.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that. Of course.
Yeah. Hey, look, this is the craziest thing, man. But I was sitting there today, and you know, you didn't have Ken Smithmeyer on the list of people that you were going to interview, but I wanted to call you earlier, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try to call him today. Well, I got in on number 96. I was going to 100, but when I hit 96 and Luke picked up the phone, I said, man, I need to talk to Paul about Ken Smithmeyer for a minute. That guy, not too long ago, you had a conversation with him, and he was talking about the Big Ten media deal with Fox and all that kind of stuff. And he said, you know, the money's one thing, but a lot of these schools in the Big Ten are not going to use that money to promote the football side of which, to me, the SEC is the best at doing that. And, of course, Commissioner Sankey is at, you know, the forefront of that whole thing. But one of the things that got to me after he discussed that with you, which made all kinds of sense, he talked about the states and he said something about Florida and Texas and the political bases and just, you know, what they had to offer. And I said, man, I sure hope Commissioner Sankey was just happened to be listening to that, because I'm telling you, he needs to put Ken on as a consultant. That guy needs to be a consultant. I mean, he just absolutely has some. I wish when I was in the business world, I wished I'd had the money to be able to afford a guy like that to tell me some of the things I needed to know.
Well, you know, Ken, and I've gotten to know him, and I've been with him a couple of times. I mean, he's got a system, and I don't understand it, but his the way he tests people, it's not a matter of it's not an IQ test. It's really an ability to deal with many, many different situations, and there's a science to it, of course, with all testing. And when I may have told the story once, Cliff, he gave me the test, and I couldn't do it. I kept putting it off. So one day I decided to take it during the show. And I mean, I would do it during the commercials and during long calls. And finally, I sent it to him, and he called me. So I need to talk to you immediately. He said, you may have some serious issues. I said, what do you mean? He said, you had some bizarre answers. He said, were you distracted when you took the test? I said, well, yeah, I was doing it during the show. He said, okay, I'm throwing it away. Let's start over again. And then it worked out fairly well. He broke it down for me, but. I mean, I've never taken a test like that before, but you're able to find out. I mean, professional football teams do it. Alabama has done it. And you're looking for little loopholes. You're trying to figure out certain things, especially with leadership for a quarterback. You want to see how he reacts to certain questions from an academic standpoint, as opposed to on the field.
Well, you know, the thing about it is you guys, when y'all talk, y'all have such a good exchange. I mean, it's obvious to me that he called in today because he wanted to talk to you and wanted to discuss everybody's talking about the Auburn situation all the time. But man, I'm telling you, he was spot on because that's a different culture. And I'm telling you, Mr. Yellowwood, he's a big man, but I'm telling you, he's a people man too, you know. But the thing about it is, it just amazes me at the instant. I think a good recommendation would be for you and him to get a joint deal and go to Commissioner Sankey and say, look, we would be glad to put on a retainer, you know, and get ESPN, because what I think would be great is ESPN could own the Southeast, and so we could have an SEC, and then we could have an SEC one. And then the ACC could start at Delaware and go up the coast, you know?
Hey, Cliff, thank you for the call. Really great to hear from you. I'm glad you got in. That was good. Let's talk to Vance next in Georgia. Hello, Vance.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
It is going great. Thank you.
I want to start out with one of my usual statements. Barring the hideous word injury, and that is a bad word, if everything stays like it is, and I'm an unabashed Alabama fan, but my dear Larry, my favorite caller, Jerome, legend, whatever the hell Jim is, you're not going to beat Georgia. I'm sorry. It's over. This defense looks like Alabama was supposed to this year, Paul. I mean, you're not going to – you need 13 people on defense, and they better be good to beat that team. And the other – I have a question that for some reason there seems to be some kind of shroud built around the truth of this man. I've thought this for a few years now. I think the best fit at Auburn would be Hugh Freeze. Has he done something so egregious that even Bobby Petrino can be a head coach? Granted, not in the Southeastern Conference. But, you know, I remember the horrible mistake Tennessee made with Greg Schiano. I think Notre Dame made a hideous mistake with the former coach at O'Leary at Tech.
Oh yeah,
and look at the obscurity they both went through for a long time. Is Auburn really going to keep screwing up like this? What I want to know what you think.
Well, I don't think the. I think the circumstances of the Harsin hiring were predicated by other things, and in any walk of life, sometimes you have multiple disasters connected, because they were connected, but that's not the point any longer. They're no, that is not a germane issue. And I think Auburn will likely get this right. Now, we think we know who they're going to hire, assuming Harsin leaves. I do want to add that. If he wins Saturday and the next week and the week after that, we're having different conversations, but I don't think we are. Freeze would certainly qualify well. I think he would be in the crosshairs of Auburn. And you know, the reason why Freeze was essentially kept out of the SEC while as an assistant had less to do with the transgressions that he was reportedly fired over, but more it had to do with the NCAA probation that Auburn, that Ole Miss was on at the time. And the feeling was that since they, I think they were precluded from going to a bowl game for 2 years, it was not fair for Freeze to be at another school in the SEC. Alabama wanted him, Missouri wanted him, a couple of other schools wanted him, while the team he left behind was ineligible. That's how it was explained to me.
Maybe I didn't listen to you well enough in the past when this all happened, but I appreciate you clearing that up for me, because I didn't understand. You know, he seems to be like a pyrrhea of a word, meaning his name, and I'm like, I believe that Auburn is an – I mean, hell, I've been watching SEC football my whole life. I'm 66. I think Auburn is most definitely a sleeping giant.
Oh, there's no question, Vance, in that period of time. We both have seen it together. The number of times that Auburn has been so close to just locking down a position at or near the top, and you know, something always cataclysmic occurs, but that's not unusual. I mean, Alabama was the same way. Other than the Saban run and the Bryant run, everything in between was pretty tough to watch.
It was splotchy at best. It was long years of not any success up to Alabama standards. But no, just real quick, for all the people in Georgia that don't understand, Auburn and Clemson would never, ever have been football programs without the state of Georgia. And another analogy would be neither would Oklahoma be anybody without the state of Texas. It's just a fact. Auburn and Clemson have been raping this state forever, long before this latest recruiting craze.
Thank you very much, Vance. It's a pleasure to hear from you. Arnold is up next. Hello, Arnold.
Hey, Ms. Feinbaum, how you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Long time listener, second time caller. The first time was like mid-90s when Barkley threw that guy through the bar window.
I remember
you
that.
Called asking opinions, and I said, number one, who provokes Charles Barkley in a bar? So I thought he needed a little more confidence.
Hey, do you remember that incident? So Barkley was in he got into a fight with a guy in a bar in Milwaukee, and he threw him out the window. And Arnold, do you remember what happened when he was called in front of the judge? He was asked by the judge, I think this is 30 years ago, he said, Mr. Barkley, do you have any regrets? And Barkley said, yeah, I do, Your Honor. I'm sorry that the bar wasn't on the third floor when I threw him out. And even the judge cracked up. A friend of mine was his lawyer at the time, and he put his hand over his face like, Charles, that's not exactly what we were looking for here. We were looking for some remorse, but Barkley got out of that pretty easily. Let's take a break. More to come, more of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back. Final 30 minutes of the afternoon. Lewis is in Oklahoma. Hello, Lewis.
Paul, how you doing?
Lewis, we are doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I've called in a couple of times, and we've had this debate about OU and Texas. I called in last time thinking which one you thought was a real blue blood, and then I heard this jerk that just called in, this goober that said that OU was only in because of Texas. I mean, is that for real?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said. I didn't pay much attention to it because I think OU was entertaining offers from the SEC before Texas was.
Well, I mean, now that I think about it, Texas is really not even a blue blood. I mean, OU is a blue blood. You got to admit to that.
Well, yeah, they are, but I wouldn't be diminishing the importance of the University of Texas in the history of college football either.
Well, I realize that with their TV rankings and all that bull crap, but as far as a blue blood, it's got to be OU.
Well, Lewis, I understand you're from Oklahoma and you're an Oklahoma fan, but I think you might get some pushback on that.
Well, okay, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, from me. I mean, listen, we're not – I mean, you're talking about the University of Texas in Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma could buy Texas out with petty cash, couldn't they? I mean, that doesn't make you less of a blue blood. I mean, they're both considered elite. But let's move on. Heath is up next. Hello, Heath.
Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
Hey, Paul, I just was calling, talking about the Dogs and how great I think we are this year, Paul.
What was that, Heath?
Paul.
I kind of lost Heath there. We'll try to get him back again. Chelsea is in North Carolina. Hello, Chelsea.
Hey, Paul. You are my college football therapist.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
I've got a few sessions with you now.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I heard you talk about Bill O'Brien's offense. That is my biggest issue right now. The play calling is such a concern for me, considering how our wide receivers are right now. I think Bryce in the last game was forced into some situations that he normally wouldn't do. Throwing that one interception, I mean, it's just unreal. Like, you had your offensive line playing better, creating gaps for the running back. And we're not running the ball as much as I would like, but that's my biggest problem.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, and I know, I mean, O'Brien has a reputation, but I have found a lot of inconsistency. Now, again, I'm just a fan like you are. I don't have the expertise that he does. I'm surprised he's still there. I think that would be my final comment. Hey, thank you, Chelsea. I do appreciate it. Great to have you on. How about Mitch in South Carolina?
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Mitch, what's up with you?
Well, you know, I've been kind of convalescing over the summer.
I do remember our last conversation, yes.
And I've realized something. Your show is just like a soap opera. You can go away
days
for a couple of days or a week and come back and pick up right where you left off.
Well, that's the idea. We don't ever want anybody to feel like they're not, if they happen to go out of the country or out of town or, in your case, laid up, We want you to feel like you can rejoin us at any moment.
Neither one of us are old enough to have actually lived during this time. But do you recall whenever the radio was, like they had soap operas on radio?
Oh, sure, yeah. No, I mean, obviously I heard my parents and grandparents talk about it.
And there'd be a deep voice person on the previous show, Jim called Paul a moron. We pick up today where Paul says, "Jim, let's make up." That's kind of how it's starting to feel.
You know, I wonder, Mitch, if we should do that, because if you missed a Jim call from yesterday or today, you wouldn't know where we were. So, we'll talk to the producers and see if we can start updating the audience on the famous callers.
But anyway, it's so good to talk to you. And you, I know that I can't tell you enough that this summer has been rough, but your show has really helped me.
Well, I don't want to make an assumption, Mitch, but you do sound a lot better than the last time we talked.
I think the doctor is finally ready to say that I'm mended.
Okay, well, that is the important
thing.
Thank
you very much.
Well, Mitch, you continue getting better, and we look forward to the next call. Jerry is up next. Hello, Jerry.
How's it going, Paul?
It's going great. Thank you.
Well, you always say that you always get this one call once a year. Let's hold on about them bulldogs down there that y'all trying to crown.
So you're not sold on the bullies? What's wrong? What's wrong with you, Jerry? I thought everybody was on the Bulldogs train.
No, not if you're an Alabama Crimson Tide Roll Tide fan, Paul. We trained Kirby Smart, and we taught him, and we're going to whoop him again. We played Texas Sarkisian got taught by the best. That's the reason why they was in the game.
Jerry, do you realize Sarkisian is really a protege of Pete Carroll and not Nick Saban?
We don't care who the protege of. Pete Carroll a protege.
I mean, do you realize that Steve Sarkisian was a head coach twice with a Power 5 school in the Pac-12 before he came to Alabama?
That's true. But
just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Yeah, I'll call up by talking about them Bulldogs.
I know any coach that's been to Alabama is automatically a Nick Saban protege, but I just try to keep it real here.
No, we are Bear Bryant down there too now. But let me tell you something, Paul. Y'all talking about them Bulldogs. Next thing you're going to be hollering about is the Volunteers.
You obviously have seen the script for tomorrow's show when we declare that Tennessee is back.
Yeah, Tennessee back until they play Alabama. And I go to the party and step on Tennessee's neck, just like we going to Atlanta.
Now, Jerry, you sound Park. Like a smart man, but I got to warn you about going up to Rocky Top.
Hey, I done been up there before when we had Mike Shula and got my head handed to me.
Well,
my car wouldn't start, had to get a jump off. But now we're going up there and put something on.
This is a different situation. I mean, Tennessee's starting to take names. You know, they're going to take Florida's name Saturday, and then in about 3 or 4 weeks, they're going to take Alabama's name. That's what my friends are telling me.
Well, I know your friends are telling you that. That's really why your friends are going to tell you that we're going to take Vanderbilt's name once again. Then we're going to take Tennessee's name. And then we're going back down there to that Atlanta, Georgia, and take Kirby Smart's name, and we're going to win another championship. That's the way it is, Paul. That's all it is to it. And when you get ready for some good barbecue, Paul, don't forget to come up here to Mud Creek.
Well, Jerry, I am going to be in Alabama quite a few times in the next few weeks, so I will check that out.
All right, then, pal. You're my man, though. You're the main man.
Okay, Jerry. I'm glad we're still friends. Let's take a break. We still have a few minutes to go, and we will get to your calls right after this. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.